Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is, who are you? Think about it. When you look in the mirror, do you know who you really are? Most people identify themselves as, well, I'm a doctor, or I'm a lawyer, or I'm a housewife, or I'm a taxi cab driver. They go by titles, and they learn those titles over a period of time. They study and go to college, and they become whatever title they've chosen in life. And some, less fortunate, choose to be drunks or druggies or prostitutes or murderers or rapists or, you know. So there's a whole bunch of titles. We walk through the titles in life trying to figure out, who are we? And that's really strange to me. To define yourself by a title brings it down to a very small portion. You're far more than what a title expresses. You're cramped inside a title, and that's not what God wants. When Moses said to God, you know, if I'm going to go to the children of Israel, who do I say you are? And he says, tell them I am that I am. He didn't even say he was God. It was too confining. He said, tell them that I am that I am. And we can be who we are, defined by I am that I am. The great I am has defined us already in his love, in his grace, in his mercy. When you believe in Jesus and you trust in him as your Lord and Savior, you become a child of God. And that child of God is not limited in the definition. The child of God can be the image and the nature and very reflection of God. After all, didn't he create man in his own image and his own likeness? Didn't he say, let us create man? And I think in chapter 2 there somewhere of Genesis, it says that so he created his own likeness. He created them male and female. So it's not limited just to man as a boy or guy, and it's not limited to just a girl. It's mankind was created in his image and his likeness as male and female, and woman is the man with the womb. So, who are you? Who are you? Are you defined by a title, limited by a small scope of definition, or are you a child of God that has the full image and likeness of God the Creator? And is your Father God? Wow. Think about that today. That I am that I am. And you can be anything that God has chosen for you to be. But you know what he's chosen you to be? I'll tell you. Glad you asked. He said that the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, temperance, self-control, kindness. All those good things in Galatians 5. And that's the character of God. That's the image of God. The image of God is the character of God. And that is beautiful, because that's who you are. And he will wrought that into you, into your spirit. When you have the Spirit of the living God in you, you have his image and his nature and his likeness, and you are a child of the living God. It was said of the Christians that followed Jesus that they were little Christ. They had the same image, did the same things as Jesus did. You couldn't hardly tell them apart. Spitting image. And that's what God wants for us. He wants us to be his spitting image here on the earth. So think about who you really are. Say it with me. Who am I? Who am I really? Answer that question and you've got the mystery of life right at your fingertips. And if you choose other than a child of the living God, you've missed it. So until next time, God bless you and have a great day.